Broadcasting live from the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in the ASTD International Convention and Expo.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, ASTD 2014 in Washington, D.C. Stone, you had your trail mix. You should be raring to go.
I am, man. I have definitely caught my second wind and looking forward to this conversation we have with us from LinkVism, Mr. Rick Blunt. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate you asking me to be here.
Now, LinkVism, you want to tell us what you guys are doing for folks?
Sure. LinkVism Consulting Group is a federal contractor located in Northern Virginia, and we do mostly learning services for the federal government.
You know, that sounds like the kind of firm that would hire recently graduated people from the University of Georgia that are going to George Mason to get their graduate degree and need some work to tide them over. Is that the kind of outfit you are?
Well, we pretty much hire anybody except people from George Mason, because I have a degree from George Mason.
Oh, is that right?
And now they've gotten to learn about me, and so now they know not to hire anybody else from there.
Okay, I won't use your airtime to harass you about talking to my daughter. We'll talk about your stuff. So tell us a little bit about learning reinforcement, because apparently you guys know a thing or two about it.
Yeah, learning reinforcement is folks are really used to going to a course or taking an e-learning course online. We call those events. Those are training interventions. Well, what happens when, say, in college, you go and you cram for your finals.
Yes.
You cram all night long. Then you take your final. And then what happens?
It's gone.
You know it forever.
Oh, yeah, right. You know it forever. Uh-huh.
You want me to talk to you about Shakespeare?
Can you spell Shakespeare? So a lot of times folks will take all this great, wonderful learning and training that they get. They'll go back to their jobs, and they forget most of it. The longer they go without practicing it, the more they forget. So learning reinforcement is the idea of, okay, how can we, after the training event, go back to these people and keep them up to snuff on the things that they learned in the courses?
Now, don't you think the problem is calling it a training event? Like, an event means like a one-time thing.
Well, usually most events are. You'll go to a class, say a week-long class, and then it's over. Then you're expected to go back and be an instant expert.
But shouldn't you build reinforcement into the event? So then, therefore, the event isn't really the event. It's more of a process or more of a longer term.
Like step two.
We prefer to call it a learning campaign.
Campaign. There you go.
We call it a campaign.
That's good.
Especially in this town.
The marketing guy came up with that, right?
No.
That was Rick. Rick did that.
I did that. When we design, when we go in and talk with clients and we design the courses for them, we tell them and educate them about the forgetting curve and the fact that they're going to need reinforcement.
Is there really something called a forgetting curve?
Yes, there is. And there's been a lot of studies done on depending on the type of material that you've been learning, whether it's knowledge-based or skills-based, how many days later you will forget how much of it.
It's that steep.
It's that steep.
In, wow.
In my younger years, I used to fly fighters in the Navy. And we'd go through rigorous training to get us, you know, combat ready. Then we'd go on cruise, and there wouldn't be any combat.
Play cards for months.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, we'd go out, we'd fly, and we'd do stuff. But then what happens when, you know, you really have to go and do something? Well, you know what they call the first 3 days of war?
Practice, training.
Right. Exactly. You have to learn it all over again.
Wow.
Because you haven't had the opportunity to practice it. So when we design something, we try to take a very, very blended learning at the entire curriculum. What can the folks get before they go to a classroom? Maybe some web-based training, maybe some virtual synchronous training via like webinar, things like that. Give them a lot of the foundations up front. Then we'll bring them into the classroom. We'll let them practice. We'll help them with a kind of over-the-shoulder practice subject matter experts. We will build into the process when they go back out to their learning, work sites, ways that their managers can be involved in refreshing their learning. We give them materials that can go to the managers to refresh them, keep them up to snuff so that they don't forget the things that they're doing. You're not going to forget the stuff you do every day. You're not going to forget that.
It sounds like you're building in this reinforcement as part of the process. It isn't kind of a bolt-on. And it seems like sometimes maybe without this kind of a system where you incorporate reinforcement, then you have a situation like it's the first time that anybody's heard that people forget stuff. Like, you're building it in. You know ahead of time X
right.
percent of people are going to forget stuff. We know right. that going in. We're not going to pretend that no one, right. that they're just going to absorb this instantly.
Exactly.
That they're going to, we know so many, and we got this to catch them when they fall.
Exactly, because we understand that if you go back to the workplace and you start using something that you learned, and you use that day after day after day, well, what if 6 months from now you need something that you learned 6 months prior? You really think you're going to remember that? No. Mm. We're going to build in a process, whether it be, you know, working with the managers, an online system support tool, a job aid, something along those lines, where you can very easily and quickly find the answer that you need when you need it.
Well, now, I also thought I heard, and maybe I just, you know, kind of sometimes I hear what I want to hear, but you're working the front end too. It's almost like priming the surface before you paint it. There's some things you can do on the front end to make all this that much more effective. Is that right?
Absolutely, and it's called originally called the flipped classroom, the flipped concept.
Hmm.
Traditional education is you go in, you get a lecture, then you go home and you do the homework where you work the problems, and that's where the problems are. You know, what if you get stuck? Well, there's nobody there to help you. Here, we prefer to try to give the folks the fundamentals up front. Then when we have them face-to-face, say in a classroom, it's like, all right, now work the problems. And when you get stuck, we're here to help you work through those problems and to gain proficiency and mastery in those subjects so that they really get it with their hands on and they get to practice it. And, you know, practice makes perfect. And we are changing the mantra from, we want to know what your learners need to know, to I don't care what they need to know. I care what they need to do. What is it that they need to do? We need to get them to practice the actual skill. The knowing part, yeah, that'll come along with it. But we need to teach them what they actually have to do, the performance itself.
Now, are your clients open to this idea of broadening the concept of event to include a pre-event component, an event component, and now a post-event component?
Some are, yes, some aren't. But when we are allowed to educate them,
right.
showing them about the forgetting curve and saying, okay, within 30 days, up to 80% of what you learned is going to be gone. And
right. Isn't it almost kind of malpractice to not inform the client that?
That's a good way of putting it.
Because if you know ahead of time, 80% are going to forget it or whatever within 30 days. Here, buy my stuff. You're sending them up to fail, 80% of them.
Well, take a look at what training has been over the last 40 or 50 years. That's exactly what it's been. You'll go to a class. You'll go to a classroom. You'll get your instructor-led training. Then you'll go back to your workspace, and you're expected to be an instant expert. Well, a couple of things. One, no course is going to be perfect. Two, no course is going to make you an expert. We work with subject matter experts to get the content. And these folks are usually people that have been doing their jobs for 20 or 30 years. Well, you're not going to make someone as smart and as capable and as skilled as someone who's been on the job 30 years. You're going to make someone capable enough to go into the workplace to do the basic work to hopefully say, gee, I'm stuck. Where can I go to get the help? And we build in where they go to get that help.
Right. Because that's all you need.
That's
just
right.
To know where you go. You
exactly.
don't have to know it.
Exactly. You know, some of the questions that we ask up front are, you know, what are the five things that people need to do? We don't ask what they need to know. What do they need to do? What happens when they don't do that? What are the five most common mistakes that are made? And then where do they go when they need to know something?
Right.
And then we work with the people. A lot of folks will go, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know where they go. Well, maybe we need to find out. Or
that's kind of important, huh?
Or build in a process or a place for them to go to ask that.
Right.
Now, when you go to work with an organization, an agency, or what have you, are you often responsible for drawing the information out of subject matter experts for the content, or is that kind of handed to you, or how does that work in your world?
That varies. That actually varies from client to client. We're working with one client right now that has given us almost all of the content material. We're working with another client that is, they're updating an enterprise-wide software package and the policies involved in using that. So they're creating the policies as they go along with how the new software is being developed. So we're iterating all of our designs as the software requirements change. We're going through lots of prototyping, lots of working with the software developer and the learners and the managers. And it's a very creative and very, very fast-changing process. So sometimes we get all the information we need. Other times we have to work day-to-day with the client as they figure it out.
And they just point you to all the smart people. And you say, you got to go sit down with all the smart people.
Absolutely.
And get it out of it.
Well, not only do we sit down with the smart people, but we also like to sit down with the target audience.
Yeah,
what a concept.
Or
there's an idea.
The learner. Talk to the learner. Get them involved.
Absolutely. Or talk to the people who have been on the job for 6 months.
It's yeah.
Okay, well, what did you learn in 6 months? Where did you go? Who did you talk to? What were your problems?
Yeah, where are the holes in this, right?
Exactly.
That is a treasure trove of information right there.
Absolutely treasure trove.
You find your holes.
Absolutely. And so we try to be very, very inclusive of the stakeholders that we work with to get the content and the information from before we even begin designing what we're doing.
Does your system only work with government agencies, or does it work in corporate environment as well?
Works in corporate environment as well.
I mean, I can just tell you really enjoy your work. Don't
I love my work. I love my
I
work.
Mean, I don't think it's work to you.
Well,
don't.
In a lot of respects, it's not work to me. What really makes me happy is helping people do their jobs better, because I like seeing the light bulb go off, and I like seeing the satisfaction that people have when, oh, wow, I can do that, or, oh, wow, that's easy, or, oh, wow, it's not as hard as I thought it was. And it gives them pride, gives them self-esteem, and I help to bring that about, and that really jazzes me.
Now, have you been able to use some of your military experience in your job?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the clients we're working with right now deals with aviation safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I was in the Navy, one of my tours was as an aviation safety officer. So I understand the subject matter experts. You know, I speak their language. I understand the concepts, things along those lines. And also what's really neat is that a lot of the agencies, I also worked with the Department of Defense's Advanced Distributed Learning Initiative for several years. And so some of the standards like SCORM specifications that they came up with, I helped evangelize back in the early 2000s. And so that is very, very helpful with a lot of the agencies because, you know, I know the speak, you know, I know the industry, I'm very up on the industry. I say, by the way, do you know that nowadays we can do A, B, C, and D for your audience? And, oh, by the way, it's not really going to cost you any much different than what you think is traditional training.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of good information in this conversation, but I think the pearl for me, not so much about what do they need to know, but what do they need to do?
Absolutely.
I mean, that brings it all into focus for me. So that was very helpful for me, I got to tell you.
I mean, that's not me. That's comes from Kathy Moore. I will give a shout out to Kathy Moore. You know, she asked, you know, she has the, you know, what do you need to know? And she puts the big red X on no, and she replaces it with do.
There you go.
That's great. Well, she's got a great advocate in you. This has been a fun conversation, man. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about your firm, is there a website?
Yes, www.linkvism.com. That's LINKVISUM.
All right. Rick Blunt with LinkVism. Thanks again so much for joining us. We've got to have you back sometime, man.
I'd love to. Thank you very much, all.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of ASTD ICE 2014.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.